Lesson 2, singing the 7 swaras. Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Descending order, Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa. You should be able to hold a note for a short time or a long time. For example, Sa, that's a short time. Long time would be Sa You can also do the same thing with any other note. For example, Ga Ga, that's a short note. The long note is Ga Okay, so that is the pure Shruti aspect. Now you can sort of count how long you are singing by having minor accents on the swarams. For example, Sa. This is Sa once. If I want to sing Sa for two counts, Sa, where I have a minor accent, Sa, again for three counts, Sa, for four counts, Sa, five counts, Sa, six counts, Sa, like this, and say 10 counts, Sa, by doing this you are practicing how to sing a note for a long time as well as starting to learn how to count a note for a given number of counts. Now the other aspect is called Thalam or Layam, where you have to understand how to count or how to keep pace. So when we do this pure Thalam aspect, we do not do the sounds like the Shruti. So let's first figure out how to fit a different number of counts per beat. So assuming you have a beat, okay, I just played a beat here. You can count one per beat, like one, 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 one. Or you can count two per beat, which says one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Or three per beat, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. This changing of the number of notes per beat is called nadai, okay, or it's a Tamil word for gait. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3. the four notes per beat would be 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4. 5 notes per beat would be 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5. 6 notes per beat would be 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3 4 5 6. Okay, 7 notes per beat would be 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7. Now you should be able to do starting from one note per beat and going up and down the number of counts per beat cycle. For example, 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 very important exercise, and you should practice this very often, because only then you need to imbibe a sense of how many notes are there per beat, and where, if you are somewhere in the middle of a beat, do you know how many notes are there before you, how many notes are there within the beat to end the beat. So that will help you understand the fractions of a beat. Okay, so this is just like natural numbers. We're just trying to count here. It's a simple form of counting. Okay, so similarly, we can replace this counting of 1, 2, 3, 4 by the words Takka Jannu. Okay, Ta, 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 Ta. Okay, Takka, 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 Takka. Okay, Takkitta, 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 Takkitta. Okay, Takka Jannu, Takka Jannu, Takka Jannu, Takka Jannu. Takka takkitta, takka takkitta, takka takkitta, takka takkitta. Takkitta takkitta, takkitta takkitta, takkitta takkitta, takkitta takkitta. Takka jannu takkitta, takka jannu takkitta, takka jannu takkitta, takka jannu takkitta, takka jannu takkitta. Takkitta takkitta, takkitta takkitta, takkitta takkitta, takkitta takkitta. Takka takkitta, takka takkitta, takka takkitta, takka takkitta, takka jannu, 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 takkitta, 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 takka, takka, takka jannu, takka jannu, ta, 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 ta. Okay, so this is a form of using the words. Notice that there is slightly different words you fit for 3 and for 5 and so on. Okay, so you can refer to the notes for this, for the details of these notes. Okay, so now if you combine the Shruti and Layam, you get a simple exercise where you need to be able to hold a frequency. Shruti refers to the frequencies and or a bunch of frequencies within a talam count. So for example, sa, okay, sa 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 sa, sari 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 sari, sari ga sari ga sari ga sari ga, sari ga ma sari ga ma sari ga ma sari ga ma, sari ga ma pa sari ga ma pa sari ga ma pa sari ga ma pa, sari ga ma pa da sari ga ma pa da sari ga ma pa da sari ga ma pa da. Sari ga ma pa da ni, 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 sari ga ma pa da ni. Okay, so and then you can come back in the descending order. Sari ga ma pa da ni, 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 sari ga ma pa da, sari ga ma pa da, sari ga ma pa da, sari ga ma pa, 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 sari ga ma, sari ga ma, sari ga, sari ga, sari ga, sari ga, sari, 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 sa 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 sa. Okay, so this is a slightly complex exercise, but the idea is that you're just doing the increasing ascending order of notes, and you're putting the right number of notes per beat, whether it's a one note per beat, two notes per beat, three notes, four notes, five notes, six notes, seven notes, or eight notes. Okay, and the reason we have eight notes in the octave is because it's called an octave. It is naturally split into eight frequencies. Okay, so the next is a thalam exercise where we just need to understand how to hold your thalam as you sequence in the chatursha nadai or four notes per beat. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. Okay, what did I do here? I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, the four times. But the fourth time I changed the 4 to a 5. In other words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you notice, after doing that, you have basically pushed the beginning of the next cycle of 1, 2, 3, 4s by one note, okay, or one aksharam within a thalam. So, which means that if I start off one aksharam after the beginning of the beat, I will end the 4 on the beat in the next. So, for example, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so you should hear the 4 falling on the beat rather than 1 falling on the beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 is what you hear in the first cycle. Okay, but if I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you heard 4 falling on the beat. Next time you'll hear 3 falling on the beat. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. So, in the previous cycle, you saw 2 falling on the beat. Okay? So, so that's what you should practice. Okay? It's a very important practice, and you should practice it at several speeds. Okay? Initially, when you do not get it first, you should make... as a general note, whenever you don't get something, you should always slow it down till you get it. And after that, you should speed it up so that you challenge yourself whether you can get it at a higher speed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. Okay, this is a higher speed. Okay, and you should be able to practice this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, should practice this. Okay, so this is basically trying to get your tempo, keep your beats at the same tempo. The problems you'll face are either your beat will start going slower, or you'll sort of hang up on your beat, or you will not be able to count properly. So if whenever there is something, whenever there are two aspects which are intertwined and you're not getting it, you should either slow the whole thing down, or you should remove one aspect. For example, you should just count without putting the beat. You should say 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 So you want to make sure that each piece is correct, and then you should combine it, okay, just like a recipe. Okay, so this is the recipe for singing. Okay, so that's the end of the first lesson, and I'll see you again in second lesson. Bye.